Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, we're back. Marks and Reese live from Chickies and Pete's in South Philadelphia. We're back. Yes, live from Chickies every Friday, all summer long, 2 to 6. Stop over before the game. Chickiesandpeets.com for details. Chuck from Mount Airy is supposed to be here before the end of the show. Herb from Northeast Philadelphia has been here. And during the break, I was trying to go to the bathroom, and I went into a stall because I knew he was going to follow me in the bathroom.
Yeah.
And I was yelling at him, like, Herb, let me go to the bathroom. I'll talk to you outside. Yeah, Eagles, this is what they need. He wouldn't. Literally five times I had to yell at him to leave me alone. And he wouldn't. So finally he left when I kind of, all right. So Herb is down here. He's yelling at us as we sit here.
Yeah, he's going to be here to the end.
He's going to be here. So, Jack, he has an extra ticket to the Diamond Club tonight. He bought tickets. Nice. That's where he was. So he's got an extra ticket. He said it's earmarked for Chuck from Mount Airy, but if Chuck can't go, would you like to go?
Of course.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
I'll meet him over there. We'll go enjoy a nice Wheeler start together, and, yeah, we'll hang out.
All right, well, there you go. So Chuck can't go.
And given all the people he knows the Phillies, I'm sure, like, Boa will come down and say hi. Charlie, like, getting all the legends.
Well, he was saying Manny Trio. He's friends with Manny Trio.
Oh, okay.
He was saying that during the break. And I forgot the hook for how he was friends with him. But I said, does he know that you're friends with him? And he said, yes. So you might run into some famous people down there, Jack Fritz. All right, so yesterday, Jack had to do a top five at five. He did his top callers, which means we're going to have to do the same thing today. Like, it's the top five at five. All right, Ike.
Yes, sir.
I have five. I'm going to go right here. This is my personal list.
Okay.
My top five callers of the Marks and Reese Show. Number five is Andy from Deptford. And I know he calls mornings, I know he calls middays, but I know when Andy's on the line, he's going to bring it.
Very good caller.
He's a very good caller. Yeah. He aggravates me often.
Which makes him a good caller.
Which makes him a good caller. Oftentimes we have beef and we're mad at each other.
Also makes him a good caller.
Right. So that's just a few of the reasons why he's a good caller. Very knowledgeable.
And he disagrees with me on a more of a passive way.
Yeah.
Like, he disagrees with me a lot. But
he gets hostile.
Yeah, he's just more or less, I don't know about your boy. He goes that way. So, yeah, Andy's a good caller.
Number five.
Yes.
Number four, Len from Swedesboro, New Jersey, who, he doesn't need to call all the time like some of these other callers.
Solid calls, though.
Solid calls.
All of his calls are solid, yes.
Loyal. Yep. Will identify as a Marks and Reese fan and caller, and that's it. Len from Swedesboro, number three. Omitted on Jack's list, Matt from Pottstown, who always brings it. When Matt from Pottstown is on the board, I can go to him, and he's going to have a well-thought-out, aggressive, opinionated take.
See, that's where we disagree.
Really?
He is Matty down the middle, doesn't take a side on anything, and it's just he argues it passionately, but it's never, defined for one side. We got to train him to give some more takes.
Ooh.
Yeah.
All right.
He's going to take that personally. He's going to DM you.
He is going to take it personally, yes. He's listening right now. Matt from Pottstown, number three on my list. Number two, and this guy should be on everybody's list, but he's only going to be on my list, Ike. Inge on the Cell.
Yeah, you're right about that.
Absolutely not.
He doesn't make a lot of sense some of the times. Other times, he has thoughtful opinions, But then he ruins it by finishing his call.
Yes.
But he's always entertaining.
Oh, he's definitely an entertaining caller.
And he doesn't call any other show. So he may not say that this is the only show he calls in, but this is the only show that he calls in.
Look, man.
Yes.
His name's never What's Up, Fellas.
Y'all, listen.
My favorite part about his call is the tagline from Jack is, get me right up there. Yeah, get me right up there.
Doesn't say anything else.
Yeah. He doesn't have time for small talk, which I appreciate because sometimes with callers it takes us 20 seconds to get into the point.
Yeah.
How you doing? Give me the Ike juice. Congratulations on the baby. Hope you guys are well, mm-hmm. which is appreciated. But you know when you go into Inge, he's getting to you fast and furious.
Yep.
So that's Inge. Number one, though, and this is contingent that he shows up tonight. Because some people are speculating on social media that there will be some excuse and we're being catfished by Chuck from Mount Airy.
Wow.
He already set the tone by telling Jack there's a lot of traffic.
Which is Friday, we understand.
There's a lot of traffic, so yes. He's not lying about that. But if he doesn't make it by 6 and there's excuses, we're going to have to start to doubt if Chuck from Mount Airy is real. If he is, Chuck from Mount Airy is the number one caller of the Marks and Reese Show.
Well, that's for sure. Well, here's the thing that I'll do. I will not put them in any order. I'm just listening my favorite five.
Go.
And I don't need anybody to be offended by this because most of you are already on the other list. And I can't – they want me to do five. That's how I would do 10 to 12.
So no, that's good qualifiers. I like it.
Yes.
Yeah, give us 10. I'm fine with that. Roll them off.
Well, no, some of them would be the guys that you've already listed, that we've already listed. So, Andy, because he wasn't on the list earlier, I fought for Andy to get on the list, so he's on my list. Certainly Aaron from Mount Airy, OG Wade, Chuck is in there, and then I got to go with my girl who has returned to calling us, Miss Linda from Mayfair.
Oh.
Yes.
You know what?
Yes. These callers have been with me for a while. So I got to get my old school callers in.
Linda's a Hall of Fame WIP
yes,
caller, too.
Yes.
I love Linda.
And she probably wouldn't even say she's strictly a Marks and Reese caller, but she's a Ike fan.
Yep.
So, yeah, you know.
Yeah, she wants to smack me a lot of times.
Yeah, I get kisses all the time. You get smacked.
Yes, exactly.
Yes. And these are figuratively speaking, not literally.
Yes, radio slaps.
Every time she calls in and talks to me, it's always, hello, handsome.
See, there you
go. Yes. Yeah, exactly. Yes. Yeah, and she is a huge baseball fan, and she knows the game.
Better than I do.
Yep. Well, I mean, listen, you're a baseball guy, too.
Well, I mean, but there are people that know more about the game than I do, and she's one of them.
Yep.
All right. Jack, you aren't one of them.
Right, exactly right.
Well, there you have it. All right. And just speaking of baseball, as the Phils and Braves last night, and Joe Girardi waved the white towel before the game and then during the game.
Next question.
Rich DMs me and says it was just a scheduled loss for Girardi. He's turning into Glenn Rivers. But that's how he acted last night.
It is how he acted, yes.
Like, so get yourself back in the game, or, like, he's looking big picture, which is, I need two more innings out of Matt Moore because our bullpen's depleted.
Right.
So I'm going to go two innings out of Matt Moore because if we bring in a pinch hitter and we don't score, now I have to go to the bullpen in the fifth inning.
Yep.
But, like, I get it. I get it. But not having JT Realmuto and Andrew McCutchen
in the lineup.
Like, what are you doing?
Yes. That was probably a little more egregious than the Matt Moore thing.
Agreed.
Like you just said, you can at least make baseball sense out of that. The idea that you want to go with this left-handed lineup and these guys have been off seemingly every other day over the last week. The All-Star game was just last week. Nobody is
and then they
nobody's rained, worn down.
And then they got rained out on Friday. So they had that entire week off.
Yeah.
And then they had Monday off after that.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Then you had Monday off. Yeah, I mean.
You couldn't play 3 days in a row?
First of all, those two ought to be fighting to get in the lineup.
Yes.
Why are they accepting days off?
Yeah, like sorry, but yo JT, the reason why you got the contract that you got was so you start in a series at home against the Braves.
That matters, exactly, yes, yes. You needed to be starting yesterday.
Oh, my, and Odubel in left field, Jesus. It's an adventure.
Even Odubel was like, what the hell am I doing over here?
Oh, my God. All right, yeah, I said the same thing, and then very early in the game, was that the first inning where he's not charging on the ball, then he lobbed it to
second inning.
Lobbed it, and by the way, Albie should have been out at home plate if Segura actually throws a ball on the line because he was out by a good couple feet.
I mean, it really was a sloppy game. Atlanta's not impressive.
Nope.
I mean, they really are.
No, they're not. And that goes back to the whole buy and sell thing with the Phillies. The Braves aren't impressive. The Nats aren't impressive. The freaking Mets aren't that impressive. If they could, this team just get its act together, the problem is this is what this team is.
Yeah, I was going to say we aren't impressive either.
We got
four unimpressive teams. In his division.
And
that,
the Marlins.
That is not junk.
No, it's not.
No.
Nope. And is it JT? JT, who came down here to see us at Cheeks of the Pete's, he's from Texas.
Okay.
90 minutes southeast of Houston, but his family up here, so they come up here every summer to watch games and stuff. But he listens on the Odyssey app all the way down there. Big fan.
There you go, JT. That's what I'm talking about.
Shout out, brother.
Hope you bring us luck tonight at the game. You know what I mean?
So I hope
we get
so,
a W.
Too. I hope so, too.
Somebody came all the way from Texas to see the Phillies?
Yeah, wait.
That's impressive.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, that's impressive. Real. You deserve a win tonight, JT. You deserve a win.
You're damn right. Good luck. Guided Door and Window, their big sale. Summer sales event going on right now. 40% off all windows and doors. Call them today, 877-GO-GUIDA, or visit goguida.com. If we were doing international callers, Ike,
ooh,
would Tom from Vancouver make the list?
Yes.
As he joins us right now.
Yes.
What's up, Tom?
Yes.
Good day from the Great White North.
What's up, brother?
We're
What's up,
here
Tom?
Representing the international callers list, although we didn't even get on there. So a demonstrated Ike fan. He's our president of the former LTBB.
Do not say former, Tom. Do not say former.
All right. Thank you, Ike. Thank you.
The only other
show that I call on any regular basis is Go Birds, and that's on the weekend, so it doesn't count.
Oh, so you are a seltzer fan.
You call middays. You're a midday caller.
So you like the producers. You got seltzer.
Wait. I call a midday once in a while, and it's rare, and I call mainly to speak to James.
He's a seltzer fan. That's
call,
what it is.
And I hang up before I even get on the air.
Yeah.
And you don't like the camera, which we know, so we respect that here on the Marks and Reese. So, yeah, you're the official Canadian caller for us. Yes. Number one.
Thank you. Thank you so much. So, and I had to suffer through with Jack every time I call you, Guy, who I resent because the High Hopes podcast led me to wasting my time following the Phillies.
Agreed.
Wow.
Well, imagine hosting the podcast.
Yes.
Well, so I'm happy about that reality radio family feud yesterday and John sticking up for the callers.
I stuck up for the callers yesterday?
Yeah, there's no sticking up for callers.
Well, I thought you did. Well, maybe it was a mistake. Maybe you had baby brain there.
So you're talking about the contest? Yeah, that was less about the callers and more just about making sure everything's fair for everybody, you know? So are we doing it again today, Jack? I know that,
yeah,
that
but you're you were, doing you're doing the question.
I am absolutely not. We'll just give away the
All right, cool.
We'll give away the 2-4 packs. I know you had said that you didn't want to do it, you wanted me to do it, but like I'm not like this wasn't my idea to come up with a bunch of Phillies trivia questions to do it. So we'll just, you know, we have 2-4 packs I guess to give out here, Ike.
Yeah, let's not regress, fellas.
Yeah, for the game, it's tomorrow night. So,
yes.
I'll
ask the damn questions if that's the case.
You have questions?
I don't.
No, me neither. We could probably come up with some shortly, but I just
like I don't.
No, but like if this is Jack's thing, if he doesn't want to finish it out in the final day because of criticism, fair criticism of the contest, then he doesn't have to finish it out. I would hope that he would try to finish strong.
Right.
And correct some of the missteps that he had in the contest, which were clear and not unfair. All right? If he doesn't want to do that, everybody, then fine. We can just somehow give the ticket. Maybe we just won't give him out. How about that?
I'll do it.
Number three.
We don't have to deal with the finishing thing anymore. Now I'm labeled as not a finisher. But yeah, I'll do it, and they will be fair and balanced questions.
Okay. All right. Good.
You caught on to that little subtle jab there, huh?
I catch on to everything.
Yes, you do.
Thank you very much.
Yes, you do.
All right, so coming up at 5:25, real Phillies trivia.
Yeah.
To finish out the week with Jack
I'm
Fritz.
I'm excited, yes.
2-4 packs of tickets to see Jack Fritz and the Phillies and James Seltzer.
I've been stumped with all these questions this week.
Yeah. Yeah, like the questions haven't been easy. They've gotten them.
Yeah.
But, you know, they haven't been easy. Jack's been working hard. It's just that real Phillies fans want to see Jack Fritz and Jen, the guy he does the podcast with, James Seltzer, at the game, and WIP tomorrow night as we ring the bell. So that's coming up at 5:25. as we wait on Chuck from Mount Airy, is he really coming here tonight, Icarus? Is he?
No.
If he's in traffic right now, you know what he's pounding on the steering wheel?
Mad as hell right now.
Jeff in Douglasville, Pennsylvania. Hi, Jeff.
What's going on?
What's up, brother? What's up, Jeff?
So, John, I don't know if you remember. I called. It was you and John Johnson. It was right before a Sixers game against the Hawks. And I went off on Ben Simmons. I said, I wanted him out of here. I don't want to see him in the state ever again.
Right.
So, it was his birthday the other day. I calmed down a little bit. And then I saw that mariachi band, and I hated him even more. I hate this guy. Dude, he is so pathetic. He's a joke. I go on Instagram, I see Tyrese Maxey. He's working his butt off in the gym. And then on his birthday, this dude has the audacity to post that, oh, doing what I love in the gym. You are such a clown, dude. I hate this guy so much, dude.
Oh, wow.
And one other thing I just wanted to say. Phillies, you know, once the Sixers were out, I'm not a huge Phillies guy, but I've been watching. I listen to Jack and James on High Hopes, you know. Great, awesome. Wheeler, we need you tonight. Let's go, baby. That's all I got to say. Love you guys.
All right, baby. I told you.
What?
Chuck from Mount Airy's here.
Because brothers know brothers.
Breaking news.
I told you.
And you know what? He is.
He looks exactly
like I thought he was
going
to look.
Like he sounds.
Yeah, he
exactly.
does.
Yep.
Five foot eight. 5 foot 8?
Yeah, I tell you what. Tell him to wait on the outside. We'll let you know in the break.
He's well put together. Could probably lose 5 to 10 pounds or something like that. But he's clearly strong.
Well, his shirt is tight. That's all that is.
It is.
Yeah, that's what the kids do today. He's not a kid, but I get caught in these type of vortexes too, where I want to wear a tight shirt.
Chuck from Mount Airy is now embracing fans that are coming up to him here at Chickies and Pizza.
Well, because here's the thing. There's one thing. The reason why I knew it was him when he came in, because one time. When the first time this came up about whether or not he was real or not, and you brought it to his attention, and he told you he was a boxer.
And he looks like a boxer.
Exactly.
Yeah, he does.
Exactly.
Yeah, if you mess with Chuck, he would knock your block. You wouldn't want to mess with Chuck.
Yes. That's how when he walked in here, I said, that's Chuck right there. There he is.
Does he have a chin, though?
Yep. Love it. Glad you made it down, bro. Glad it.
There he is. All right, we'll speak to him briefly in the break.
And believe me, everybody, you'll get a picture, and you'll realize that yes, he looks like he sounds.
He does. Yeah, you can hear it. So Herb and Chuck from Northeast Philly, are now discussing
to Jack's top five callers to the Marks and Reese show.
I do think that they should be brought on for the text line.
Bring him on the air for the text line.
Oh, really?
Do we have microphones to do it?
I don't know. Do we?
Do we have microphones? Keep him away from – at least keep – Chuck can come closer to me than Herb.
Yeah, that's a good bet.
Herb literally stormed me in the bathroom, and I knew he was going to do it too. And I went and tried to hide in the
– We got the whole crew.
Rios from North Phillies here,
We got Chuck, and we got – Oh, by the way, hold on, Rios. Hey, Jack, my boy Rios, he needs a drink.
Give him a drink.
That Ike juice. Okay, this
all hell's broken loose at Chickies
and Pete. Yeah, all hell has broken loose down here at Chickies and Pete.
It's good to be back.
So much for us. So much for to ease into the Chickies podcast. We have
all hell is broken loose down here.
We have half of the crack pack here.
Yes, that's a great way to describe it. You said crack pack. Yeah. Is that what you said?
Yeah. Well, I mean, Howard Stern has the whack pack, so I can't steal the whack pack. Well, right. We could have the crack pack. Let's go to Chuck from Washington Township, New Jersey. Chuck.
Hey guys, how you doing today? Great.
What's
show.
Up, brother?
Thank
Listen,
you, brother.
You guys have the best show on WIP, better than the morning show. So make
most importantly, I want to thank our fans.
Thank you, Chuck. We agree, it is much better than the morning show.
Yeah,
our show.
I am the ultimate optimist, particularly when it comes to the Phillies and the Eagles. Let me talk about the Eagles. I really believe they're going to be closer to 11 wins. And three, Jalen Hurts is going to surprise everyone. He's a great leader. Remember last year he beat New Orleans. He's going to surprise a lot of teams this year, and he's respected highly by his teammates. No one expected them to win the Super Bowl in 2017, so So don't let this season surprise you if they're closer to 11 wins. The other thing I wanted to mention is what's happening with the Cleveland Indians. They're now named the Guardians. Isn't this political correctness getting out of hand? I mean, what's next? The Braves? The Pirates? How about the Angels?
Right.
The Yankees? The Brewers are drinking beer and alcohol and all that? And,
right.
I just say no to Deshaun Watson. No. Go with Hurts.
All right, wow. Chuck. Listen, like as far as the 2017 stuff, you have to remember, and I don't think you were saying they're going to win the Super Bowl. You're saying the team could surprise you. Those same players, the core of the Eagles team in 2017, the guys that are still here, they're 4 years older. So,
right.
So you can't, like, Zach Ertz was in his prime. Brandon Graham was in his prime. Fletcher Cox was in his prime. All these guys were in their prime. Now you're 4 years older.
Right.
So, you know, like can they still be productive? I mean, for me, if the line can stay healthy, right? Like, there's so many what-ifs with this team. If the line can stay healthy, if the offensive line can stay healthy, they can win seven, eight games. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
If 60% of your offensive line is backups for some of these games, you're not winning games. You're not winning games. So, you know, I don't know. It's tough to do a show with Chuck Fermanieri screaming in the background as well. Clear the board, Jack. We're going to give Jack one last try. Phillies trivia for a chance to win a 4-pack of Phillies tickets to the game tomorrow night. 215-592-9494. 215-592-9494. Line them up. You get the trivia question correct, you win a 4-pack of tickets. We're live at Chickies and Pete's in South Philadelphia. Before the game, during the game, after the game, Chickies and Pete's is the place to go. Online, chickiesandpete's.com. And just check this out. The Ultimate Mock Draft presented by the Locked On Podcast Network and Odyssey. It's the biggest NBA mock draft of the year. It's until July 23rd, featuring Chad Ford, former Suns GM Ryan McDonough, Brian Scalabrine, and experts from every city. You can get it on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Coming back with Philly's Trivia right after this, live from Chickies and Pete's. Don't go anywhere.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.